The Beer with Friends podcast is pre-recorded in the D2R studios. It is intended for an audience of 21 and older. Please drink responsibly and stay hydrated.
Just to let you know, when we got together and did the wet and the movie show last time, that's who we met before we came here, me and Chuck. What's the bar that we told you
about? The Rock.
The Rock. Which, if you haven't been yet, Chad, we got to go up there sometime. It's this bar up in Beloit. It's right on the river.
Mm-hmm.
They have an amazing craft beer selection.
Really?
And the Rock. It's called The Rock.
It's right on The Rock
River. It is right on The Rock River in Beloit.
I've never even heard of it.
And it's kind of like a Northwoods Lodge-looking place.
Mm-hmm. From the outside.
From the outside. And on the inside, it looks like a sports bar.
Mm-hmm.
And the odd thing that we noticed or we figured out right before we left was they actually fill growlers there.
Oh.
And the night we were there, they had Permanent Funeral and Zombie Dust on tap.
Do what?
Yes.
Perm, too?
Perm. I had
Perm. Perm.
I had a 16-ounce pour of Perm.
I saw that.
They had two pour sizes. So on the higher ABV beers, it was pints and 10-ounce pours. Mm-hmm. And then on the regular beers, it was 22s and 16-ounce pours. So anything that was, I want to say like 6% or less, they would do 22-ounce pours of it. Anything over 6%, it was either pints or 10-ounce pours, and the price reflected it. But I want to say I only paid $7 for a 16-ounce pour of Perm.
So I have
beer menu.
Tap list up. Thank you,
yeah,
Jesus.
From beer menus.
I don't think they're on beer menus. I never see them on beer menus.
The Rock, you mean? Or?
Yeah.
It up some way.
They have a Space Station Middle Finger.
Oh, nice.
Smells like a citrus safety meeting.
Mm.
All day. Three Floyd's the Gorsh Fock Hellas.
Yeah.
Avery Elgoza. Oh, that's cool. Founders Pale Joe, which I pass on a six-pack, but I like to try. Cantillon? Just kidding.
Nice.
Just kidding. And I got some pumpkin. Yeah, but people that would like that.
I can take pumpkin in small doses now. But why are we talking about these beers when we're drinking this beautiful beer?
This is beautiful. Thanks, Tubby.
Yeah, so the reason that we were at The Rock is we had a listener reach out to us and donate beer to the podcast, and this is the first one of several episodes where we'll be drinking his donated beer. So the first beer is
delicious.
Hoppy tasting. Yeah, this is Crusher by The Alchemist. IPA.
Alchemist. I swear I've heard of them before.
I think they make good beer. Do you think they make good beer?
Make a Teddy Hopper or something like that?
Yeah, Ready Dropper or something like that.
Oh.
Ready Dropper?
Yeah. Ready Dropper.
Maybe we should start the episode.
Welcome to the Beer with Friends podcast. I'm your host, Eric, the Beer Father, back for another fun-filled episode of Craft Beer Drinking.
I need your word, Eric,
for the 56 minutes we have left.
Yeah, this is a special episode, and I'm joined by two very good friends. First, to my right, is Chad, a.k.a. Doc Ops, a.k.a.
I read your book, and Mike was having the same problems that Chad, the stockbroker, was having.
Absolutely.
Oh, there was a reference of Chad in there, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
It's hard to find your name.
Ah.
We need more characters in movies named Chad.
No, what's going to happen with my name is, like, 30 years, 40 years from now, it's going to be like my grandfather's name, Eldro. No one under 90 years old is named Eldro.
Yeah.
So once I hit about 75, yep, be one of those names.
Nice. And the...
results.
The star of the show tonight, sitting across from me, is producer Ryan, a.k.a. the Beer Ninja.
Okay. Beer Ninja, quiet.
Now, why would you be the star of the show tonight, Ryan?
This is my birthday in a couple days.
Oh, it's a birthday! Happy birthday, Ryan!
Do the Marilyn Monroe.
They say it's your birthday. It's my birthday too. Yeah. So you're gonna be 26, 27?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
33. Oh, we're all going for End the Shrimp, guys.
Yeah, nice. Scotty Pippen.
Who's buying?
Well, I'm buying tonight because you did a cellar raid for your birthday.
Yeah.
I brought over a nice selection of beers and you hand selected all
different
these beers.
And
on this occasion of your birthday.
Yeah. Can they just get to it?
Yeah, well, I'll turn it up when they get to it. Go ahead and keep talking.
I brought over 12 beers for him to pull from my cellar, and Ryan selected 6 of them. We'll see if we'll get through them all in the next hour or so.
Oh, we're getting through them.
But to start, as you heard in the pre-roll, we are drinking Crushable, or Crusher, from The Alchemist.
Wait, who donated that?
Tubby. He likes to be called Matt. Tubby.
Hang on. Just for him.
Chew on that, Tubby!
Nice. This is amazing. Yep. I gave this a 4.75. This is so good.
Got the nice so bite, good. Citrusy.
It's cloudy.
Yeah. Wait.
This reminds me of a lot of the Pipeworks Ninja Series beers.
There's some floaters in there. Yeah, I got a lot of floaters in mine. Look at the bottom of my glass.
Holy cow!
Look at that.
It's chunky.
You can tell
It's flour, right?
You can tell I had tap pour. There's not a lot of flavors in mine.
Yeah, you got a nice...
It's tasty.
Oh, this is one I'm going to drink Chad style. Yeah, it tastes that good. This is going to be a nice cutter for the upcoming beers we have, because there's not a lot of hoppy beers from my cellar.
It's kind of
a harder thing to do.
Really?
Yeah.
I hear Hopslime ages like a mofo. This isn't right.
No, this is from the movie. It's a little bit better quality audio.
Is this from the movie JFK?
This is from the movie Norma Jean and Marilyn. With Mira Sorvino playing Marilyn.
Yeah, she's pretty hot. She looks good there.
I think Ashley Judd played Norma Jean. So, like, two actresses played her as she went from...
I liked her in Son of Sam.
Yeah.
She
gonna sing?
Yeah.
You don't have a thing for Mira?
Mira who?
Chad, it's my birthday. She's trying to sing to me.
Yeah. Happy birthday to you.
Well, thank you.
Aww.
Happy birthday.
Ryan, is that the beer that's making you all flush?
To you.
No, it's because she's singing to me.
Oh, boy.
Happy birthday, Mr.
Oh, never mind. It's not for you.
Oh, no, I'm going to be the next president.
Happy birthday.
I think I got a good chance this year.
Hey, can we get all our listeners to write in Ryan's name?
Yeah, that'd be good.
Wait, which name, though?
Ryan Williams.
Yeah, we'll go with the stage name. Yeah.
Fair enough.
Yeah. All right. Good times.
What do you guys rate this beer? I gave it a 4.75.
Let's see here. I think... One more sip. Go ahead, Chad.
I'm debating between a 4.5, 4.75. I mean, it's a killer beer.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Killer.
I'm gonna go 4.5.
So I have to pick between whether it's a 4.75 or 4.5.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
It's on you, buddy.
9%. It's ABV.
Who said your vote doesn't matter? Everyone votes. Everyone's vote matters.
Yes.
Don't let anybody tell you that.
I'm
going to
go with
the
4.625.
4.625? Boy, let's see. So, we round up then, right?
Yeah.
4.75?
4.75.
All right.
It is damn good.
Wow. Thank you, Matt.
Yep.
I can't wait to see what the next couple of episodes have to
He crushed
offer.
It.
He did.
Mm.
beer was so good, even Juno's passed out on the floor.
Yeah. Mm. You know, it's so good that I'm sipping it.
Yeah. You know when a beer's good when Chad's not the first one done?
And you know it's my kind of beer when I'm the first one done.
Yeah.
Yeah. Actually,
holy cow.
Typically, once I get to the 4.5 and above, I sip much more than I do. If it's four and below,
I know what we have ahead of us, so I'm not wasting any time.
Yeah, do I get to, like, pick the order?
Yeah.
Do you guys have a preference based on
it? I don't have a preference.
Well, I'm curious to go with the one that I picked first.
Why don't you do a dark beer first? We'll make that as a cutter.
All right.
To go in between a couple of stouts or something.
Then let's start with...
Very good choice.
Thank God we're doing that one early, too.
You need to pull up the the cellar.
Oh, yes! We're going to play it for every beer, aren't we?
Pretty much, because every beer is coming from the cellar. Now, I need the bucket, because these are cellar beers, and there's no way of knowing how these are going to rate.
The bucket's 14's
here. 14's
I want it here for when I open it, just
in
case.
I opened one of those 6 months ago. It's fantastic.
I'm sure it's fine, but what I'm saying is, just
like
in case it's a gusher.
Yeah. Do it all over my face.
Yeah, I will literally get on the floor.
Nothing wrong with that.
All right, well, just keep it there, then.
Yeah, I'll keep them.
Because you're going to...
Make me nervous, brother. Not with that beer, huh?
Don't spill it.
I'll chug to get
Juno.
She's awake.
You just ran her over. Birthday boy.
Can I dump these chunks?
Yes.
That's kind of crazy, actually, him.
Yeah. It's a little too chunky for me.
Get yourself a good rinse. Yeah.
That's fair. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That nose! Sorry, I had to be loud. I don't have my headphones on for the minute. Headphones on. Excuse me.
Beautiful, wonderful nose!
Brian, what was pick number one?
Jesus.
Pick number one. Oh, I can smell it over here.
Oh, my God.
Pick number one, Black Note Stout. Stout aged in bourbon barrels, 2014 from Bell's. Very nice.
Do you know the story behind Black Note?
I don't.
Okay.
It's 11.4.
Mm-hmm. So let me explain to you what Black Note is.
Delicious.
Okay. So you know Founders has their KBS and their CBS and all that other stuff, right? Mm. So Bell's has two very... specific stout beers that they make every year. Chad, do you know what Black Note consists of?
It's half Expedition, half cream, the double cream stout.
Double cream stout. So they take half Expedition and half double cream stout,
come on,
and
son.
They age it in a bourbon barrel together.
Yeah,
so this
awesome.
Is a stout blend with bourbon added. Mm. And it has had... roughly.
God, it's so good.
Did you even drink it or just smell
it? Yeah. No, I've tasted it. It's
almost 3 years in the barrel. Or, a year in the barrel and 2 years in the bottle.
Right.
They have not. The only time they rebottled this one, because you can get it on tap quite a bit. They do serve it on tap.
Where?
In kegs.
Michigan.
Michigan,
yeah,
mostly. They had it at Great Taste this year. I had it twice.
The 2014?
This year's.
Oh, the 2016.
Yeah, this year's. And they've had it at a couple of bars in town. Olympics had it. Olympic gets it about every other year. So
for about 5 minutes.
No, it typically lasts like a day. A full day, you know, when they get it in. It's not as crazy as when CBS hits, but...
Man.
I've always said... because of the blend of this beer, that this beer is like for everything that everybody complains about creme brulee by Southern Tier, this is what happens when creme brulee and Bourbon County have a baby.
Mm-hmm.
This is their sick love child.
Yeah. I would masturbate to that. That's
this is what creme brulee and Bourbon County taste like when they're blended together. That's what this beer is to me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's really good.
Smart dog.
Because that creamy, sweet component gives you that kind of that creme brulee flavor. because of the cream stout in there, the double cream.
The fact that the hint of that, then the bourbon, bite of the bourbon, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then that Expedition being the huge base.
It's a five. That's five fingers on the mic.
Yeah.
That's a five. Oh,
that's where they were.
Yeah.
I've pulled out.
The other one was somewhere else.
Chad was giving himself the shocker.
I go three deep, though.
Oh, knuckle deep.
Oh, Jesus.
I can't believe how great it's held up.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's great.
I mean, I've never had any of the Black Note stouts, but I'm very impressed.
Honestly, you know, the great taste is really cool. I can take or leave it, which is why I haven't gone the last couple of years, but the one beer that I'm always like, fuck, is Black Note. Because it's the only time you can get it around here easily. I mean, wow. I mean, really, it's the one beer like this year. I was like, damn it, they have Black Note.
That was the one that you're.
That is the one beer that tempts me to go. Although that I could take or leave the taste. Yeah. It's a cool place. It's a little more crowded than I like for a beer fest. Even when it's like not hot out, it's so hot because there's 8,000 people in a small area.
Yeah, I agree with the whole the people thing, where like Screw City gets busy, but it seems like you can get through lines quicker.
And yeah, it feels like I have a little more space too. I don't know.
Even though Great Taste is a bigger space, but they have a lot more breweries, a lot more beers. But yeah, it does feel cluttered at Great Taste.
If my wife was still willing to go, I'd go, but.
We keep saying that, but we haven't played it.
This is my wife. This is my other wife.
That is a fantastic beer.
Well, even though it's not...
We're ending the episode after this one, right?
Yeah.
We're gonna do three
episodes. This is a mic drop. This is a mic drop beer.
Yeah.
the fresher...
Even the mic drop sound effect.
Crunch. The fresher is different, but equally as good. Like, this is subdued. Having had the fresher more recently, the only biggest difference I notice is the more burn of bourbon. But the best thing about this when it's fresh is that it doesn't burn so much that you're like, oh, this needs time. You know, it needs to mellow.
Yeah,
it's good. Beer. It's a great beer fresh as well. So I'm glad we opened it now. I don't know how well it would have held up many more years from now. So I knew this was going to be a beer that was going to be opened on the show sometime before Christmas. Mm-hmm. So when you said you wanted to celebrate, I was like, yeah, I'll throw it in there, see if he picks it. I was like, yeah.
If he hadn't, of course. I was going to push him, like, open it.
You really should put that one in the mix.
Oops, what happened?
Oh, I'm sorry.
Here.
That's one that Eric only has one of, and you're drinking it.
I saw it. I saw it. Like, as soon as he put it down, I'm like, that looks like a Black Note bottle.
Yeah.
It can't be right.
Chuck's going to be mad later.
Sorry, Chuck.
Yeah, that's what you get for being in New Mexico right now.
Chuck, I'm going to pour a little on the ground. I mean,
in my
mouth for you, homie.
Wait.
Oh, Jesus. Shit.
That's a gun. In your mouth. No, it's not. We're good.
Is that me?
Yeah.
That was
do it again.
A little quieter. Yeah. It hurt my ears a little.
Well, that one comes in a little strong, so because everybody's screaming into the mic.
Oh, Jesus. Shit.
That's a gun. In your mouth. No, it's not. We're good.
Did I say in your mouth?
That was loud.
Holy crap.
Did you smell that?
I don't know what was louder. Us yelling, put it in your mouth, or the sound of the beer opening. The one that was yelling, put
in
it
your
in
mouth.
Your mouth. Yeah.
And for
that is one of the episodes why we have this dump bucket on the table now when we record. Because we never know what some of these cellar beers are going to, you know.
Was that a cellar beer? I think that was a spiteful beer.
It was a spiteful, and it was older.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and it was probably one that shouldn't have aged that we did age.
It was a good beer, though, as far as saying put it in your mouth, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it ended up being an okay beer.
Yeah, it ended up being okay, and it was just
but it was. But it should have been a great beer. What the hell was it?
Cherry, was it cherry or raspberry? It was raspberry, it was the raspberry milk stout.
Okay.
That they make, it's got the cow on the front of it.
Oh, the I have some of that.
Yeah.
I have one more bottle.
Nice.
I'm holding it because I'm scared.
Well, being that it was just the three of us tonight, I did not bring the bigger bomber bottles. I brought just small.
That's good.
Yeah. These are the like, size you brought?
I originally started pulling some big stuff out, like some like, big dogs, and I was like, it's just going to be the three of us, so...
If we had four people...
Let's go smalls.
You could do bombers. Yeah. Three people, you can honestly get through these bottles just fine, you know what I mean? It's just enough for everybody to have a taste, really enjoy it, and move the fuck on. Yeah. I give it a five as well.
Yeah, it's a five.
Whoa.
It's a five.
So we gotta take a picture.
It's a five. Man. Oh, Ryan's gonna pull out the camera.
Yeah, because every time we get a five, we
should someone hold the bottle and
it being
the
my
here.
Only
here.
Bottle of
I'll hold
black
it from
note,
the bottom.
I will donate this to high the five. Wall on the shelf.
Is that high enough?
There we go. Well,
this is great. Sounded a little awkward, didn't it?
Is it high enough?
Put it in your mouth.
Put it in your mouth. Put it in your mouth.
And the show has reached a new low.
Not yet. No. There was a low in a previous show.
There's lots of time left.
Oh, God.
We have plenty of time to reach new lows.
God, this is a good beer.
So, as we sip on this for the next 20 minutes...
We power chug some other Bourbon Counties or whatever it is.
My gosh.
Now, you tell me when you're ready to...
I'm telling you.
I'm nearing the ready.
If we make it through six beers, I will be shocked. I will be happy with
three to four.
It's
funny, but we started off with a big beer, though.
We did. And I honestly think if we take two of these beers out, we can save them for other episodes. So
which
we don't have
two should
to
I remove just
Enigma
at a glance?
Well, actually, Enigma's pretty. What do you
like Enigma. I want you to move.
Yep.
That or the barley wine.
Is it
We've got two barley wines over there.
Kill one of the barley wines. We don't need two
yes,
of those.
Yes, we kill one of the barley
kill
wines.
Kill the Bourbon County one.
There you go.
And I hate to say that, but if it was 13, yeah, we drink that shit.
And even though you're going to hate it, The vanilla needs to go for right now.
This one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's good, but it's not that good. So let's see if we get through those three. And if we get through those and we have time for those, we'll go back to those. Because you started with the best beer in the
six pack.
So we just end the episode now then?
Okay, you thanks did, for listening. Good night.
Yeah, you did actually. Huh.
We did two beers.
The Enigma's it's a good beer.
We had a 4.75 and a 5.
So it's far, it's a hell of a start for a birthday episode.
That's the way they should be.
Not every episode.
Just wait till Chad's birthday.
Why are we getting a six-pack of low?
Jesus.
Listeners have no idea what we're talking about. They're going to find out in a few weeks.
Yeah, he's going to make me drive all the way to Decorah and get all the fresh toppling I can get.
That wouldn't be the worst.
See? That would be Chad's ultimate birthday celebration.
With a bunch of fresh 2016 Bourbon County that you're going to wait in line for. That's what I want for my birthday episode is Eric to get 2016 Bourbon County.
I will tell you coffee. This. I'm warming to the idea because, and I will explain myself.
He'll be there. He always is.
They're pasteurizing it, right?
Yeah.
So what other brewery
Flash pasteurizing.
Right. That's what I was just going to bring up. They've not only said they're just pasteurizing, but they're going to flash pasteurize it. What other brewery out there started flash pasteurizing because of infection?
Was it the brewery?
No.
Oh, shit.
Infection
somebody like that, though.
Issues in the past.
It was another big brewer that does big stouts.
Colorado.
Huh. I can name some... An Oscar Blues.
Very well known for their anniversary beers. Number one.
Anniversary beers.
Yep. Think Chuck, Screw City Beer Festival.
Oh, Deschutes.
Tripping on the corner.
Deschutes.
Yes, Deschutes. Deschutes started pasteurizing all their barrel-aged beers.
I saw the article.
Yeah, that's what I was going to bring up, is that... they started flash pasteurizing, and when they said that was the way that they were doing it, I didn't realize that's how they were doing it initially when I heard the news.
Yep.
So I was a little disappointed.
Should have no effect on the taste.
It should have, and honestly,
why wouldn't
the
you?
Way you taste it month one to month six, there should be no change in the taste. And there's a good chance that there will be very little to no change 1 to 2 years down the road, too. And if they get the flavor right and the blend right, it'll be an awesome beer now and in 2 years.
Yeah. So I just want a good
I'm warming to the idea of going to get the beer this year. We will see.
The shitty part is I'm supposed to be in Iowa this Thanksgiving, which means if I get it there at 5 o'clock in the morning, I'll sit there by myself for 4 hours and be the first person in line again.
How many times are they going to let you get in line, though?
Just the once, but I, at least...
You're not going to change clothes in the parking lot?
I never thought of that. It's not a bad idea. What if I could cut my legs off of the ankles and shrink
such? Shave your beard?
I'll see if I can get my brother-in-law to go, though. He'd be the perfect mule because he doesn't drink it.
Mule.
There's I don't even know if I should say this because
This doesn't suck.
But I don't think we have too many listeners in Nevada. But we're going to Vegas for my bachelor party coming up here in less than a month. And I have people going with that have donated beer in the past, that have done some research, and supposedly he's got somebody who's holding a keg, one of the smaller kegs, but a keg of Bourbon County barley wine.
Nice.
For the bachelor party.
Your bachelor party.
Yeah, in Vegas. Wow. So it's going to be fun. It's going to be interesting.
Now, I've had this previously.
What is this? What year and what is it?
Murderous.
That's dated.
107.
Oh, the year. year 107.
2015.
Read it again.
12?
2013.
I know, I saw it.
Murderous is a English-style barley wine aged in Elijah Craig bourbon barrels. Mm.
Real smooth on it. I mean, real smooth.
This is way mellowed. Yeah. There is no burn whatsoever.
I wouldn't mind a little more of a...
Yeah, the burn is missing.
You got a two-stager.
Yeah, that was a good one.
Where's the nitrous boost at the end?
Don't worry, they're going to keep coming.
I've never heard.
Oh, it's a two-stager for a burp before. That's kind of funny.
Are you going to be able to handle all these?
I don't have to drive.
Yeah, that's fine. I'm doing littler pours. We could end at the Enigma after this and be good.
That last one is going to be a palate cleanser. It's only like 8%.
it's like water, basically. Yeah. Which one? The habanero?
This is how
Enigma's not.
This is how episodes should go.
Yeah,
top notch beers
start hot.
Everybody's drunk or feeling good, should say, not drunk. Feeling good. Nobody leaves here drunk. Yeah. Everybody leaves here feeling good.
Is that a song? Feeling good.
You know, it's about 8 second delay before
I know
talks.
It is a feeling good. Feeling good is a song. It's one of my favorite ones.
From Michael Bublé.
Yep, do it.
You can play a Bublé song.
We gotta get rid of the ads.
Why don't you just man up for a YouTube Reddit like $60 a month?
It's a new day.
Well, I tell you what, if more listeners bought stuff on Amazon, we could afford that. Just saying.
Sun in the sky. YouTube Red is an ass fucking compared to. I mean, it's like 12, 15 bucks a month.
The new Amazon
music
is. Very
$7.99, right? At least it's for me.
If you pay for it a year in advance, it's actually closer to $6 a month.
It's like Spotify, basically, right?
Yeah.
It's not like Pandora where you have limited.
It's 10 million songs or something like that.
10 million songs.
That's it?
That sucks. Can we do something else?
You don't like this song?
So do you want? It hasn't got into it yet. Just let it get into it. Here it is. Good. Now it's good. Whatever. If you don't like it, take the headphones off. I like it.
I love this song.
It's very Bonzy.
Yes.
And that's what I like
this
about it.
This is a James Bond song.
Yeah. Feel.
The video is Bond-esque.
Yeah. Running free, you know how I feel.
This is a song to sip beer to.
It really is.
Yes.
Like, man.
As look at
he is deep-throating Black Note right now.
If Chad could make his tongue smaller to fit inside the bottle, he would
scrape the
I love that beer. Love it.
All right. What's everybody give the murderers?
I gotta hold on. I just got a little for me, injection of.
I'm gonna go 4.75. I really like it, but it doesn't compare to the last beer we had.
Right, and it needs, and to me, it's a step down from that. It needs a little bit of burn, like yeah. You can yeah. taste the barrel, but you can't taste any burn whatsoever. I like the burn to last a little longer, so it's a 4.5.
Yeah,
ditto.
Yeah, I'm good with a 4.5. It's delicious.
Delicious. Yeah, it's, I mean, if this is the best beer we had tonight.
No, it'd be a, yeah.
If this was us, like, you know, you had, I mean, Jesus Christ, we've had like a 4.75, a 5, and 4.5.
Yeah.
A beer, this, actually, if we drank this with all those other two, it might be a 4.75. Mm. I mean, seriously.
Yeah, if you don't want to benchmark like this, against. But, like, if you took, yeah, I don't know, like a different episode where we're trying, like, you know, IPAs and shit, and then ended with this one. Yeah, you probably could get a little higher or something, but right. I don't know. It doesn't.
It doesn't quite have that.
And we are comparing.
It doesn't have the pop
to what we just had.
I think I
maybe
if
we had this
pop.
Before the last one, maybe we should have done that. You guys should have told me. Yeah, don't pick that one first.
So I want to make sure we did the Black Note though, because there's risk there.
Should we tell everybody what you turned down?
Sure.
Yeah.
Go ahead. All right. Go ahead, Eric. What did? Eric, let me turn the music off.
Urban Mountie 2014.
It's awesome.
That's a great beer.
Bell's Batch 10,000.
Yeah, I should have
picked that one, actually. Wait, it's not too late.
Founders Imperial Stout 2013.
Here.
Which one?
Let me see that one.
2013 Founders Imperial Stout.
What's this one? Oh, that's it.
We had a Backwoods Bastard from 2014.
Those are good.
It's getting a little old, though, 14. Yeah. I like that hot. I like that smoking hot.
We have a Brooklyn Monster Ale, which is a barley one, from 2011.
Shit.
2011.
Put that Pepe Nero back and grab that bitch. Let's see what it's doing.
And the last was Devil or Over a Barrel, which was a Imperial Oatmeal Porter brewed with coffee beans and aged in bourbon barrels.
That so one's a hat. See, I like
beer
with
drink
coffee
that soon, actually.
Yeah, this is. I think this is a 15. It's about a year old.
Should be drinking it now.
Yeah. So we'll probably save those for another time. We'll call it the
Ryan's second birthday episode,
the leftover episode.
Ah, there you go. You know, you can't even do that because those
the nose on this is killer.
You
though.
Can't call those leftover beers. You know what I mean? That's
those
kinda,
are our leftovers. That like, shows the quality of beer
yeah,
we drink.
Maybe
on
we do that to like get people to.
This yeah, nose, I tell you, this nose though is a—it's a five nose.
Yes, it has a five nose. The, yeah, flat,
the burn, it's yeah. got that burn, but the
nose has the burn, but there's no burn in the taste.
You said on about a year too long, in my personal opinion. I like my beers pretty hot though.
Yeah,
like Bourbon County is coming out of the barrel. Give me a funnel and put it straight in my mouth. Yeah, I don't want to age that shit at all.
This is a 2013, you said.
Yeah.
That's smooth. It's so smooth. I don't know. It's tasty.
Batch number 107.
How did you guys find it?
And it was in his cellar.
It says the Murderous Elijah Craig Barrel Aged Murderous. They've done it in Elijah Craig barrels more than once.
I'll just see.
The last time they did it in Elijah Craig barrels, it was a 22-ounce bomber. So, but this is the 2013. Iteration of it. This is the original. This is the first. They did two barrel aged beers to start. They did the Murderous and they did Jones Dog. Barrel aged Jones Dog. 12 ounce bottles.
What's 12 ounce bottles of Jones Dog? There's one up here, up right there.
Yeah.
That was killer.
I had two of them. I drank one fresh and then we had one for an early show.
That and Bourbon County Coffee.
Now, pull that bottle down. I want to see if it says...
Which one?
What kind of barrels...
The first five we ever had?
Yeah, the very first five we ever had on the show.
I just remember, this is one of those beers I remember that night.
Does
we were
it
sitting
say,
there drinking something else.
Does it say what brand bourbon? was used.
It just says bourbon barrel aged.
Yeah. Doesn't like this one.
Oh, Buffalo Trace.
Buffalo Trace. So there you go.
That was the beer. We were sitting there. We drank all the stuff. We had this, and it's like, whoa.
Woke you up.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Kind of like that Black Note did, huh?
No, the Black Note I was expecting, though. I was not expecting that beer. It's the first time I had Bomb, too, from...
Prairie Artesian Ales.
That was a... Whoa, shit, what is this
Speaking
beer?
Of Kansas, where Chuck has been recently.
I've got a Bomb at home, actually.
Welcome, Secret Service. You've said it three times now.
Obama.
We're drinking beer. We're drinking beer. We said Bomb.
Oh,
but, yeah.
Oh, Bomb?
Huh?
Yeah.
No, Bomb, like the beer from...
yeah, Curry. I know.
Dave's favorite listener.
Yeah.
Who?
The Secret
Tom
Service.
From the Secret Service. Tom's his favorite.
And Jeff.
No, he likes Tom better.
Oh, he likes Tom.
Yeah, that's what he told me.
Well, we got Bill and we got Steve. Steve's a big listener.
You need to listen to Rock Vegas. Just once.
He doesn't listen to this.
It's the second best show on the network.
I listen to my own voice.
I mean, I gotta be honest.
Wow. Think Tank's the first?
No. If you had to ask, you don't know. I've been on that show, too.
Not no more.
Oh. Burned.
Yeah, that was a pretty good burn.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Whatever is left on the table is going back to my house, and...
now we're doing all four of what's remaining now. I was trying to find... I thought there was like going to be a 2013.
Yeah, there's
so
not.
So was that the first... This was the first year that they did the merger. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I was having troubles.
So what was the average for this one, then?
Four and a half.
Four and a half.
Yeah, four and a half. Across the board. Yeah. Bummer.
Yeah. Worst beer we've had yet.
So disappointing.
So then this one next?
Yep.
That's fine.
Pepe Nero. This actually wasn't my pick. I was guided this direction.
So honestly, this is a good beer. I don't know that he's going to
win. We'll find out if it's past its prime or not. Because
Wait. You want to do this bucket. Or you want... Well, you could do the Enigma and come back to the Bourbon County.
No, I think we should do this and then the Enigma. And then if this turns out to be a dud, we can pull from one of the other ones.
That's a good beer. I just don't know if it's a...
Over the bucket.
It's fine. We've opened a 12 of these not that long ago. Told you.
You can tell when you start to do it, if the shit starts going up, that's when I move it and finish.
Okay.
Got this. No worries.
Pepe.
All right. Well, who's
ready? Get a good snack.
Nobody's even fucking ready.
Well, you opened it.
Let it breathe.
Yeah.
That's all right. We're all about the same point, so.
Yeah.
I'm in no hurry.
Well, I can finish this in a hurry. Ready?
Yeah, me too.
Lush.
Beer Father's ready.
Fucking lush.
Oh, that's delicious.
He's warming up now. See, that's what he is. I'm the sprinter up front, but in the back end, this guy crushes me. He outdrinks me every time.
Yeah. I'm the guy that lets you get the lead, and then I take you when you're not.
Just like the rabbit in the
From behind.
We all heard Chad sing on a previous episode.
Yes, we did.
Are we nearing that point yet?
Sing?
He has no idea. It's so funny.
He doesn't remember at all.
Oh, he doesn't remember.
I've not been that drunk, though. I mean, really.
What song was
if
he
you
singing
don't remember
over
singing?
And over and over again? What song was
you
he
don't
singing?
Remember that?
Here.
Was it here?
Just tell me the name of the song, and I'll pull it up.
Was it
Whisper
here?
It to me.
Was it here?
Wait, hang on. What was the name of that song?
What song was it?
Here,
oh, no. Is that the one?
No, it
no,
was a different
wasn't
one.
That one. No.
Oh, I know what it was. Oh, what the fuck was the name of the song? I have it, but I don't know what's the name
Give
of
it. Give me some lyrics, I'll help you out.
Hello, darkness, my old friend.
No, it wasn't that song.
No, it's not
he
that.
Talks about
he likes
it a lot.
To talk about that song a lot. It was a...
It's a bias.
Hang on, I gotta Google the
Who do you think it is?
I don't remember. I know...
You're killing me.
You kept saying, What the fuck was it now? Something about being hungry.
Thirsty?
No.
What was it?
It's not the Pearl Jam.
I think it was.
I'm Growing Hungry. Yeah. No, it's not that, is it?
Yeah.
Hunger Strike?
Yeah, I think it was Pearl Jam Hungry.
Hunger Strike. You sure that I was singing?
I'm pretty sure.
I don't think I've been.
This was after Screw City. Well, I
Okay. It was Hunger Strike. I know.
And you just because
I don't mind stealing bread from the mouths of decadence.
And in that episode, you're singing it, and you're singing it.
Seriously?
And you sing it.
Wait, you were recording that?
I wasn't there. Eric was recording.
You recorded me singing that?
Yeah. That's one episode you should probably listen to.
Right. Oh God! Wait! He was recording at Chuck's.
Yeah. While you guys, while I was grilling.
Oh, I was so fucked up. Oh God! I would have known if I'd done it here.
Yeah.
There.
You should listen because at one point, after you had been like singing or whatever, you kind of like left for like went inside or something, and then you came back on there like, all right, shit, we should end the episode because I'm Chad because you were still singing. I'm feeling hungry. Like in the background, you hear there like it like kind of ends. You should listen to that episode. It's kind of funny.
Oh God.
Well, here we go. Sorry, I picked the live version.
My stealing bread. Oh, now when you did this, I'm like, I get it now.
Yeah, I knew you were.
I did not know they recorded over there. I'm stealing bread from the mouth. Yeah. Because they played this. They actually played the song while I was over there.
Yeah.
And I know the song pretty well.
And that's what sparked it all. Yeah.
Oh, God, crushed a burger over there. It was ripping meat, chicken off of... I mean...
Yeah.
I just remember sitting on the porch basically. I mean, I was so drunk. I was on I went on my normal sprint for 5 hours.
Yeah, it was
fun. I'm going hungry.
I did not know you were...
that song.
I did not know you were recording at Chuck's. No one told me that.
Didn't listen to any of it, did
no.
you?
No, I told them how, like, towards
best
the end,
at
the end,
show
you
ever.
Guys were talking, and you're like, you hear in the background, I'm feeling hungry. You're like, oh, shit, here comes Chad. Let's end the episode. Because he just kept singing it over and over and over again.
I was drunk as hell.
We had a previous get-together, I want to say it was around New Year's, right?
Was I there?
Yeah.
Okay, possible.
Where we pulled up the alternate lyrics for this song. Do you remember that?
No, it wasn't this song. It was,
Pearl Jam song was it?
Oh, Jesus.
I got some.
Mm. I need it still. It was, Fuck Me. Not Even Flow.
Have you had this yet?
No.
Oh, that's who it is. Okay. I thought he's the one that is.
I know. I'm behind. I get it.
Something about fries.
Yeah, I'm good there.
It's pretty funny. There's like alternate lyrics.
It's not this song. It's
Don't make fun of Pearl Jam. This is
I'm
my
not,
youth,
no,
man.
I like
high
this
school.
Song. I especially like when Chad sings it. Wasted. Growing hungry.
I think I'm just sitting. I'm like, I don't even remember moving that much.
By the way, best picture ever from Screw City Beer Fest was me laughing at Chad when he tore his sandal.
Yeah, there's a lot of talk about
picture
your
about this?
A lot of talk about
show
your
me,
sandal.
Show me the picture.
No, I don't have it. Gina has it on her phone because she took it. Yeah, she showed it to me over the weekend.
Oh my God.
And she's like, all the kids were laughing because my face was just like, I was laughing so hard, and they were all cracking up because I was having the best laugh of my life. Laughing at you. She took a picture of me laughing at you saying what you said. That was the best part.
What the hell is a Pearl Jam song? My God. Not Better Man.
Is it Mother Ledbetter?
Yeah, Yellow Ledbetter.
Yellow Ledbetter?
There you go.
We're almost to that next?
Yeah. Alternate
But
lyrics.
It's like alternate lyrics.
Do Pearl Jam Yellow Ledbetter. Alternate lyrics.
Boy, this is nice.
What?
This actually doesn't suck.
I've had this. You were Chuck Open.
Right,
I did.
But it was like, what, 6 or 8 months ago?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's...
After 4.5 years, it's not going to fall off magically in 6 months.
But can you believe that this beer still tastes at least this good?
Yeah.
They don't make this beer anymore.
I still can't, but can we bring up the episode? I want to hear me singing, because that just, it disturbs me a little bit. This is on the internet, and I don't know about
Hang on.
You'll have to download this podcast, Chad.
This beer has its own song, based on what Eric just said. Hang on, we gotta play this ad first.
Oh boy.
And then we're gonna get to it. This is based on what you just said.
Oh, I got you. Okay.
And then we'll play the
this reminds
the Ledbetter.
Ryan of his older days. We'll let him go down the rabbit hole today.
I don't know if it says that, but
before you get started, I have something to say.
Do you remember this when he used to say all this?
Yeah.
I used to watch back in these days too. Now you need to capture this as a drop.
I don't suck. I can do that. I can definitely grab that as a future thing. Now let's get to the yellow Ledbetter alternate.
Yep.
That's
the top one.
Yeah.
God, I can't believe I was singing that.
Oh yeah, that's if you're gonna listen to one episode, it should be that one.
How much was I in it? Like more than once or twice?
You sang a lot.
A lot.
Oh, Jesus. I can't believe you're recording me.
I recorded everything.
I was so messed up.
It was one of our best episodes ever.
Because I wasn't on it.
Yeah,
I don't think I made a single appearance.
Nope.
No, I think I was there when you interviewed one of the people. That was it.
If you watch this, literally.
Little horse.
I'll leave it again, but if you actually look at the real lyrics, they make no sense at all.
A wizard or a whale?
Yeah.
And I fall down again. And there's several versions of the misheard lyrics.
It's a boxer or a bag. The actual real lyrics are, it make no sense at all. Like, so Democrats. This is just as good. That's actually the lyrics, out of the horse.
Potato whale.
Potato
whale. I see
dumbs. As far as I know, these are the actual lyrics. Because it sounds exactly like what he's saying.
It is. It does. It's.
Make me cry.
Yeah, that's in all of them, I think.
It's make me cry, but it sounds like he says make me cry. Alright, so that's enough of that.
Maybe he's trolling everybody and is actually saying what's in these.
Back in 96.
I'm feeling hungry.
But wouldn't that be funny if he did concerts now, doing the alternate lyrics? Oh, that'd be great, wouldn't it?
Oh.
Is that really singing that much?
Dude. Yeah.
Do yourself a favor.
Download one episode.
Download
ever.
The Screw City Beer Festival.
I will do that one actually. Because I had to remember what
it's short too. It's only like an hour.
Yeah, it's less than an hour.
Was I in it at all?
You were in it for about 35 minutes.
Seriously?
Off and on. Just think, the whole time Chuck was grilling, I was recording.
Oh, Jesus, yeah. I was on the porch most of that time, right?
You were back and forth.
You will regain memories you had forgotten.
You had told me you were not going to drink, and three times you took the beer out of my hand and drank it. At one point, you took it and didn't give it back to me.
Are you serious?
Yes. I was drinking Moon Man out of a bottle, and you took it and walked away.
Seriously?
Singing about how hungry you were.
Yeah.
That's why I was hungry. I'm going hungry. Holy shit! It sounds like that was hilarious, but I have no memory of it at all.
Says the guy that went to the the butcher shop with
Pinions. I remember Pinions
to pick up potato salad because he wanted steakhouse potato salad.
That I do remember.
And next thing you know, we walk out of there with chicken breast.
I thought you had
my No, chicken. This was your idea.
She goes, chicken.
She goes, we need to get some chicken.
I have no memory of that. I mean,
so we bought lemon pepper chicken and sriracha chicken.
I've remembered that.
He's like, I want some spicy chicken.
I said that? Spicy. Did you record this? Because I should have recorded
I should have recorded that opinion.
You should just, when Chad's drunk, you just need to record constantly.
So my cloud of view of that time frame is, I remember going into opinions, I thought I was quiet. Like, I thought I was just kind of whatever.
So
no drunk person is ever quiet.
So when I think Screw City 2016 and Chad, quiet is not the first word that comes to mind.
No. You know what comes to mind? I'm going hungry. That's what comes to mind for me.
You were eating everything in sight. You were talking to everybody like they were your best friend.
Where is this?
At the
festival? Or?
Yes, and after.
That's possible.
And you abandoned your wife several times to the point where she goes, where's my husband?
Dude, when I get drinking like that, I'm a ping pong ball.
At one point, he was talking to two dudes I had never seen before, and he's like, oh, hey, I don't know who the fuck those guys were. And then he wins, walks away to go get in line at something. I was like, wow, this is where I'm fun.
Best Chad ever.
Yeah,
probably.
That was fun.
That's my element there.
Yeah. Yeah, smaller scale.
Yep.
Yep.
Best Chad.
We need to get him back to great taste so he can be that Chad.
But I don't, there's the problem, what I like about Screw City is there's like a combination of random people I don't know, but a lot of people I do know.
You would know more people at Great Taste than you admit to.
I saw a lot of people I recognized, but I couldn't tell you their names.
Yeah.
Like, people I've seen either around here or at previous.
My goal is to make sure that you go to Great Taste next year.
You know,
Sans' wife.
You have to get the wife to go.
No, Sans' wife. You go without her.
So it's possible.
You be my plus one next year.
God, I can't believe I don't remember. I remember Chuck's. I just remember. I thought my memory of going to Chuck's after Screw City is me sitting on the couch. And that's about it. I vaguely remember the song. I remember seeing the grill once. How long was I there? Like,
we were there an hour and a half.
Bullshit. It felt like 40, like 20, 30 minutes to me.
We were there an hour and a half. Cause
when you listen to the episode, memories will come back.
I doubt it, actually. Well, I highly doubt it.
No, you're going to laugh your ass off, but you're going to be like, wow.
Yep. This is the one Ryan wanted to try the most.
Well, this is the one I'm most curious on. Not necessarily I want to try the most, I'm just most curious about. Enigma from New Glarus. We have a year?
14 of it.
Yeah, it's a 14. It's the new red label, but it's not.
Yep.
We never rated Pepe.
I gave it a 4.25.
I gave it a 4.
4.
Ooh, boy.
Is it aged well?
Yes. It's been about a year since I've had this. 8-9 months at least. Around Christmas time last year.
Oh, God, I love it.
Just put your nose in that glass.
Perfect. Now we're even.
Thumbprint 2014?
Yep.
Oops.
Or
Enigma. Right. Oh,
that nose.
Are you sure it's not 2012, 2010, it's or 2006?
This is 14.
2006?
Yeah, they made it for a while.
Wow.
10 was the
first year. So you might have a 2006.
No, not 10. 12 was the first year I had.
Wow. And they had started making it 6 years before that.
Yep.
I apparently had the 2012 before.
Wow, it's got some bite
still.
Yeah,
it's probably mine.
Oh,
I don't remember having an Enigma.
I think it's gotten tartar. Has it gotten more tart? I think it has.
It smells that way.
This is 2014.
You need to take some lactose or...
I'm good. I had all my meds tonight.
Are you one of those people who has like a 16-day pill box?
I have a 7.
Oh.
One for every day of the week.
No, you have a 16 for this. That's for one day.
No, I have a 1 set for a week worth of pills.
Okay. Because
I take pills every day.
How many pills do you take?
6.
6. You take 6 different. What about you?
5 in the morning. And
are you to the
5
pills?
In the morning and 1 at night.
These are pill like prescription or vitamin?
Prescription.
Okay. 6 prescription.
One over the counter.
What do you take? You don't take any?
I maybe once a week might. Oh, no. I'm sorry. I lie. I take one a day. I take an allergy pill.
Okay.
It's about the size of an atom. Zyrtec.
So,
a guy named Adam or...
One of the pills I take is a twice daily for my acid reflux.
Yep.
And then the other five are directly a correlation to my heart condition. So.
Right. Yeah. Well, we're not joking about that.
No, it's fine.
Well, you waited for, like, I'm supposed to make a joke. I'm not going to be a total asshole. Most of the time.
It's blood pressure medicine and cholesterol and a beta blocker.
What do you take for up here?
Aspirin.
Beer.
This is.
Oh, the liquid medicine. Yes.
Enigma, 2014.
Yes. It smells like Fig Newton.
Honestly, it was more of a fruit beer when it was fresh. It's turning into more of a sour.
Yeah. It's a lot more sour than it was. Yeah,
a lot. Which is not a bad thing. It's
and it's not
that's
a.
That's pretty tasty.
It's not a.
It's not a low.
Tongue buckler sour. Mm-hmm. It's a mild sour for sure.
Tongue buckler, that just sounds funny.
Well, when you think of sour, you know, people, you know, like the ones that are forced. Yeah. You know, where they automatically add the lactobacillus or the acid to make them sour. This has soured over time on its own. Kind of like Ryan as he's grown up.
Oh, soured. Mean. So mean.
Yeah. Yeah.
I've soured?
No.
I've gotten dickish?
No, I didn't say dickish. I said you've soured.
What do you mean by soured? You have to explain it now.
Yeah.
Are you gonna Joe Pesci me? What am I, a clown? I'm here for your amusement?
No, I'm
here
curious.
To make you laugh.
What do you mean by soured?
You get on your pedestal every once in a while, you know?
What do you mean?
Oh, shit.
You gotta explain it. Quit beating around the bush and fucking say it, you pussy. It's my episode, I can say that. Go ahead. No, stop beating around the bush and actually say what you mean, because I have no idea.
I don't know what he means, actually.
Unless you're talking about, like, when I... Like, what do you mean?
Yeah.
Unless you're talking about...
He's like, wait a minute, what do you mean?
What do you mean?
The only thing I can think of is what's recently come out, episode-wise, and how I was on your case about, oh, you just got bit by a bear, you know, like I was razzing you in the recent episodes.
What episodes?
Of Think Tank. That's the only thing I could think that you're like trying to like.
You just
what pedestal do I get on?
No, you pick on me because I always play devil's advocate when we do those.
I don't think you play devil's advocate.
You don't think so?
I think you come in exactly how you would come in if it was you.
No,
and
because
Chad
honestly, between you and Dave, you just automatically are like, yeah, you know.
So tell me when he's coming in.
Conspiracy theory, blah blah blah, and I'm like the voice of reason. That's not even reason. The voice.
Wow.
Well, I don't use the word reason.
Interesting.
But I'm like the opposite.
So what happens when the shit we talk about comes true and you're the asshole?
Fair enough. But I'm the guy. It's the counterpoint. I don't want to say voice of reason. The counterpoint.
Has any of it come true?
Yeah.
There's a lot that's come true.
Such as.
Well, here's the thing.
I actually don't even know.
What do you want to talk about? Which specific topic? Because
pick one that's.
Here's the thing.
It's
whether or not
episode.
You want to acknowledge, like shit that's come out, or just
flip us over. He needs a pedestal.
We just did a double episode on.
Not really, because we didn't spend that much time on it.
The faked moon landing.
Chad's one who believes official stories, though.
Do you believe that we landed on the moon in 1969?
Yep.
Okay, you need to do some research, because it didn't happen.
He also believes the official story of JFK, which we've discovered in the
past. Wait, JFK, like...
That it was a man...
You've argued with me off air about this, so I maintain that
that's
your stance.
Sometimes the simplest answer is the right answer. In that case, I think...
You think the official story is simple?
No, I think
it's
actually,
not.
I think there's a.
It makes no sense when you actually start looking at things.
The
official story makes zero
research,
sense.
Yes, I will. Mm-hmm. I will
if
fight
the moon landing
if
makes
you
zero sense.
Cherry picking research, yes, that's
you know, it's not cherry picking. That's what the official story is. Same thing with 9/11. They cherry picked exactly
Holy
what they
fuck.
Wanted.
Airplanes flew into that fucking building.
Yeah, I don't debate that.
Nobody
whatsoever.
Is debating
full of
airplanes
fuel. Full of fuel that was hot enough to cause the structure to fail.
Oh, Chad, do some.
I don't have to research. I've watched this shit. It's a matter of what you choose to watch versus what you choose to read versus what you don't read.
Okay, moving on. Back to the beer. Where are we?
Yeah, because I have to, like, I want to pull up some videos now.
The can of worms is about to go.
There's building, and it was either China or Taiwan or something like that. The entire building was encased in flames. The entire, from floor to top, it didn't fall. Granted, it wasn't hit at the 97th floor with a plane, but the entire building, skyscraper, was in flames, and nothing even fell.
What was the heat of the flames compared to the heat of the flames with the aircraft? What
difference
fuel?
Does
did
that
they,
make?
Did they get hit by an airplane? It makes an absolute difference.
So you're telling me 97th floor,
yeah,
between 75 yep. and 97 is at a heat of whatever, yep. and it somehow makes every floor underneath that that's not on fire just
are you
fall in
engineer?
On itself? I don't need to be an engineer.
You do need to be a structural engineer.
Then let's talk about heat. World Trade Center 7. I'll give you the two towers with the plane.
What's 7?
Explain 7. So you don't even know. So your whole thing is fucking debunked because you don't even know of the one building that fell based on all other drops. All other, like, controlled demolitions, it just falls. But yeah, it wasn't hit by a plane. Explain that then. Do some research, come back, we'll talk about it. You lose on that building alone. I'll give you the other two. But you lose on that one.
I doubt it.
Go research and come back and talk about it.
If there was truly credible evidence in this age, if Donald Trump...
You opened a bad can of worms, buddy.
That's fine. Go ahead. Boy. I'm not going to accept anything you say without me actually going and finding... You typed that wrong, just to make sure we're clear.
World Trade Center 7. Well, come up.
We picked the perfect beer to talk about all this bullshit about.
Enigma.
Yeah.
Let's see. I'll let you pick the video. How about the lady that reports that it fell before it actually fell? That's foolproof to me. I don't know how you report on a building falling before it actually falls.
And the problem is, I honestly think there could be conspiracies. It's too much. There's too much to it.
We're going to move on. I'm going to play one drop, and we're going to move on. That's it. We'll just move on to
Ryan,
the next
I'm not going to go on your show. All I'm going to say is, if there were truly conspiracies...
Oh, hang on.
I don't think in today's...
Don't give me the conspiracy bullshit. Come on. You're a more intelligent man than that. Come on. I mean, come on. This has never been a conspiracy in this country.
There you go. That for everybody that doesn't think it's real.
In today's age, if there was truly merit, if there were enough people on the inside of a conspiracy, there's no way in today's age it would stay
I'm gonna
a secret.
I'm going to let you.
It would not stay a secret.
Spout off your famous quote.
I don't know.
If you can convince 3%.
I don't even know what you're talking about. Because
you convince 3% to make a change, and change will actually happen.
Maybe. I mean,
and that's the problem, is that we can't even get 3% to look and figure out.
I think a lot of people live wanting to believe that our government, our people that we've elected to put in charge of us, couldn't possibly or wouldn't possibly do something so vile, so extreme to their own people. Yet... That to me, that's a blind trust you've put in people that have greed at the center of what they do and are being controlled by even something higher than them. And if you don't want to acknowledge that or believe that, that's fine.
What it would take to actually orchestrate an attack like that? You're not coming on the show, so we can't talk. I know, but you're bringing it up.
Because we have 10 seconds to talk about it. I'm making
one general statement.
How many people would it take? You're asking something that I need an hour to explain.
It would take hundreds, if not thousands, to never actually betray it. I don't think that...
People have. You choose to not go look at it, one or two people.
It's not enough.
You say one or two people.
Mm-hmm.
That's the only people that have ever come out and said anything about this.
The media would jump all over it if it was legit.
Really?
Yeah.
You've opened another can of worms. You really believe the media.
I don't trust the media at all, but I think they jump on shit.
So you're only halfway a conspiracy theorist, then. By you saying you don't trust the media, you're a conspiracy theorist.
Based on this election, you're only halfway a conspiracy theorist. I don't think a real conspiracy could withstand the scrutiny of the information
nonsense.
Age.
You're ridiculous.
Yeah, whatever.
Happy birthday, Ryan.
But that's the thing. You won't come on and actually do a full... hour and a half, 2 hours of it, though. You can't take that scrutiny because of what I could show you. I think you're scared of what possibly might actually
be. You could show me a lot. I'm sure
and
you could.
And at the end, you'll still choose not to believe it. However, I think you'll start to think.
Can you agree that whether it's every day...
There's a pedestal here somewhere, right?
Every day... A mainstream media.
You should get off of it so I can get on it.
Or conspiracy theorist opinion. anything can be spun any way you want it to be spun, correct?
Both directions, yes.
Okay, so from that point in and of itself, you have to consider every vantage point. You can't say,
I have no idea.
Just because this is the number one media source in the country and it's watched by more than anybody else, that's got to be the truth just because everybody watches it. Are you okay with that statement that says if 99% of the community watches this just because it's the most popular opinion, that can be the only opinion or the only outcome of the reason that this happens?
I honestly
until
have
you
no
know
idea
everything, I don't think you can have an honest opinion on anything. That's my point. You got to look at it from every angle. You can't just go with the popular.
How do you not know what he's saying? Like, are you choosing at this point to not understand? Are you choosing? So
I'm not to the point where Ryan is, but I question everything now. And Ryan questions everything to the point where he goes out and looks at every angle. Every angle.
I don't make a decision on something until I've listened to your mainstream media. I've listened to the ridiculous, like, so far that it couldn't possibly make sense.
It doesn't make any sense, right?
And then everything in between, and then I make a decision based on all evidence. Not just the official story, because they put together a committee that wrote a fucking book saying this is what it is. That's not what it is.
No, I
when there's clearly all this other shit that wasn't considered. They don't consider everything. When they write this shit,
I don't want to put you in the category that says you're just a lemming that does whatever the media tells you to, because you're not that kind of person.
I actually don't think it's a. I think today's media. I'm not saying the major channels. If there is legitimately a very clear explanation for something that was contrary, I honestly don't think it would be suppressed. I don't know how it could. There's too many media avenues now for the mainstream media to control the media.
We'll talk about it off air and you'll...
Wait, did he just open the Bourbon County?
A what?
an example of this election, do you not see any bias? Is there a bias? That's a simple question. It's yes or no. Is there a bias towards Hillary, or is there a bias towards Trump, or is there no bias, period?
It depends on the channel. You have Fox News, which is clearly biased towards Trump, the Republicans. Oh yeah, they are.
Slightly.
But it's biased.
Okay, I would say
using Trump. You really want to use Donald fucking Trump?
I'm saying in general.
No, that's a terrible.
Yeah, you know what? I will take that. I'll take that for this argument on media today.
So
you have ABC. Who's ABC for? You only have one name, so go ahead and go with the one name.
I will give you the liberal media is for the Democrats in general.
And then what's liberal then? What's the liberal media? I'm going to ask.
So you're telling me the whole Hillary, like, pneumonia, like, falling, almost dying on the street was not reported?
In general.
I watch all the channels.
After the debates, who's for Hillary after every debate, regardless?
Jesus Christ, who is actually for Donald Trump in this world? That's what I don't understand.
That's not the question.
No, I don't even care. I don't care. The problem is,
be scared to find out in a couple.
The problem is,
nobody's for Trump. We'll go with that. What's the media for then?
Donald Trump's going to get 40% of the vote, 40 to 45%, because that's who's going to vote a straight Republican ticket.
We can't get a straight answer because that's the way we do things in this country now. Instead of answering, ABC, CBS, and NBC, and CNN are all for one person, and you have Fox News who's also for that person,
right.
But slightly.
So you have
three people on that network that are for Trump. How somehow that network's still for Trump? Because they have three people that are for him, but yet
you're
nobody you
Donald Trump.
It doesn't matter.
It does matter, because in this particular election, you don't have two real candidates.
But that shows media bias.
You don't have two real candidates.
It shows media bias regardless.
You're goddamn right. I hope they're biased against Trump. He's a fucking douchebag.
Okay, then who are you voting for? Not him?
Neither of them.
Okay, so you're agreeing that there's a bias, but you're saying there's an excuse to have a bias here. But the whole point of the media is to be unbiased.
They're not doing
editorial news shows. They're doing news. News isn't supposed to be biased. It's supposed to be unbiased news.
It's supposed to be fact-based.
I mean, it's everything is biased is what we're getting to.
I think they report fact-based. It's what they choose to report.
Right. So it's biased. Hence the word biased. Not unbiased.
The problem is that the news has turned into a platform where you have to put a spin on it and to make certain people watch you more than other people. If you just put the facts out there, people wouldn't necessarily... That's the way I look at it nowadays. The only way you get the sizzle is if you have the hot story.
But Trump has the hot story all the time, but it's not a good hot sizzle.
That's how the news is all the time.
Trump has is it because they're choosing to report on the negative as opposed to the
positive? Jesus, it's Trump. Are you serious?
Okay, so what negative do they report on with Hillary?
At least do GW versus whoever the hell he ran against.
Let's talk about right now, though.
I don't want to because Trump is such a polarizing...
Well, then what do you want to talk about?
Here's the problem.
What do you want to talk about?
In less than a month, it's going to be a reality. So you're going to have to talk about it sooner or later.
And I would bet every dollar I have in the bank that... Yeah, Hillary Clinton's going to win by at least 10. Well, no, I say that. It'll be seven points or less.
I'm scared either way.
No.
Does that tell you where I'm at? Because I'm stuck in between you two. I'm scared either way. You're so sure it's going to happen.
It will happen.
And you want it to happen a certain way, and I'm scared either
way.
Trump
won't win. He can't.
Either way that the vote goes, we are fucked. It has not been a good situation for us. Either way, can you agree with that?
If you liked Obama's policies,
even if you support one candidate or another, it's not the best situation for the country.
I can't 100% agree with that because if it goes certain one way, I think it could be 10 times worse than another way.
But do you
who would be worse?
I know how
I can't give a straight answer. Are you? So I'm not going to give you a straight answer.
I already know how.
I would. So as a guy,
you're not wearing the right shirt tonight.
You don't need to understand this. I typically vote a conservative ticket. I get that there's a media.
And I understand.
No, but you're not. I'm not
the worst possible option.
I'm not getting Trump. Trump is the. If you were to go back to any election before this, I would absolutely agree with you.
And nobody's saying they're going for Trump in this room. I'm saying there's a media bias.
But even if I agree
and
that
you can't,
I agree that
but you won't agree in this option. That's clearly it's never been more clear that there's a media bias, regardless of who the Republican candidate is.
It does matter in this case.
It doesn't.
Because it is Donald
it doesn't.
Trump.
It doesn't. Because he's uncontrolled by them. He can't control.
They can't even control
that guy.
Who would want to control Donald Trump? He's a pig.
He doesn't need to be controlled.
He's a pig. He's a pig of a human being.
I'm not going to get into that.
The problem is,
you
I
want
am
to
saying,
discuss the,
I am
the,
saying
the
this
pig part of it?
I am saying this particular election.
We'll go that route, then.
I am saying this particular election is
fuck
an except,
media bias.
I am saying, if you're going to keep interrupting me and not let me finish, I am saying because it is Trump, this particular election, I wouldn't want to talk about it, about bias. If you're going to go back to Obama versus McCain, then we can talk a realistic conversation where I think that, well, I think McCain actually was more of a better candidate than he came across as because he was portraying to the far right's people that he was not a real member of. But if you're talking today's election.
So who was the media biased during that election?
It was biased towards Obama for sure. I would absolutely agree it's a liberal bias. But goddamn it, today's election, I hope they're biased against Trump. I hate that son of a bitch.
Why were they biased against McCain?
A bunch of liberals? Fuck if I know exactly why. I'm assuming there are liberals controlling it.
I hate to go this route, but it couldn't be because he was black.
Do you think
Trump?
Do you think Trump?
Really?
I'm not going to go.
Really?
I'm not going to say that, but let's
Clinton,
think about this.
Hold on. There's always been.
Do you think
it's liberal media.
Okay. Do you think they focus on Trump because it's
he's half white too,
controversial and it's hot and it gets under people's skin?
I think
Trump makes himself relevant to talk about so that you can't not talk about him. However, you can choose what you talk about him. You don't talk about the things that he says that could be considered good.
Like?
But you can only focus on certain bad things.
I'm waiting for the good.
Okay.
Let's talk about the wall between
Mexico. You tell me the bad things about Trump, I'll tell you the bad things about Hillary.
Well, although there's no shortage there, but...
I know, and you're not voting for Hillary, so you can't even argue for her. That's half the fucking problem. Find somebody that wants to argue about Hillary, because you can't find them.
No,
somehow she's going to fucking get more votes than him, according to what you just said.
Because she is not
vote for Trump.
I can't find somebody that wants to discuss Hillary, period.
So
you've clearly said Johnson, right?
Who I know nothing about, but
I honestly don't care who the fuck knows about foreign policy. Point is, it's not Hillary, is what I'm guessing. And if you do, you're going to keep it secret because you know what may or may not transpire if we
get
into
it. No, it has nothing to do with that.
I can't find somebody that wants Hillary. That's all I'm saying. And that fascinates me that I can't find somebody that will say, I'm voting for Hillary because she likes Hillary.
Have you ever heard of a saying called the lesser of two evils?
Yeah, and I don't see that in this case.
I don't see it either way.
I don't see that in this case.
I don't see it.
There's not a lesser of two evils. You have
Donald Trump,
straight fucking criminal, as opposed to a guy who's so egomaniac that he, like, God knows, only knows what could possibly happen.
Yeah.
So you literally have no lesser of two evils here.
Yeah, there is, actually.
There isn't.
It's a clear lesser of two evils.
Yeah, if you vote third party, that's about it. And even then, honestly, if you want to look at the two options that's going to be on every ballot, Gary Johnson and Jill Stein, I don't know if you have a lesser of four evils. Not saying that the other two are evil, but there's a lot of issues with them as well.
We need to.
You have no clear good option.
It needs to be where Brewster's Millions was, and if enough people vote none of the above, which will never happen.
Yeah.
But we need the country to vote none of the above and start over. And not to say that I want to vote Obama. It's not.
You know,
that's a problem.
It would be nice.
It would
be
nice.
If everybody could just check write in vote. But not put somebody?
Yeah.
It would be
none
very
the
clear
above.
Then.
Start
we
over.
Don't want any of these guys. So you do technically have a none of the above. You check the where you write in the line, but just don't write anybody in.
I would put
because
the
then
words
it's not,
none of the above. Let's start
well,
over.
You'd have to get everybody to write that. Otherwise,
I would do that.
If you just leave it blank, though, then literally blank could win.
Right.
Could you understand how good
talk,
that would be?
Dude.
Oh, he is.
Yeah, a little bit, but.
I've turned my mic off twice, and you haven't said a fucking word during either time.
Give me a second.
You're playing this role that you're not getting a chance to talk. I can do it too.
I know.
You lose. Go ahead, talk. It's off. Talk.
Oh, you're still loud, though. So all I will say is, none of the above, I'm okay with that. As long as it's not Donald Trump. I still see him as a worse, because he is still only concerned about Donald Trump. He does not give a flying fuck about this country. Hillary, you know, she may not be much better, in all honesty, but she is still, in my mind, marginally better. And you asked me a year ago I'd be voting for Hillary Clinton. I would have said you're fucking crazy. But that was before Donald Trump became the candidate. That's all I got to say.
What's the margin of a better?
Even 5%, 3% is still better.
Give me a 0.5% of why she's better. Simple. 0.5%.
He is such a
no, her. Talk about her. Not him. Her. Why is she better? Why he's worse.
She will be a continuation of the Obama policies. At least we know what we're getting.
Okay.
And if you would let me talk for a few seconds, I would
I've
said
let
that.
You say whatever you want
Ryan,
to say.
Just calm down, man.
It irritates me because it starts on one thing that I can't get a fucking straight answer out of you. Then it goes to the next thing I can't get a straight fucking answer. And then even now you couldn't get a straight answer until I literally told you, tell me what you're trying to fucking say. So
she is. I think she will be a continuation of Obama's policies, which at a minimum isn't going to have us being at war with the Russians.
Oh boy, you just open up
a
new can of worms.
We're stopping this right now.
How?
I'm stopping this right now.
How?
Really?
Ryan,
Obama's bringing us to war with the Russians.
Ryan, I'm stopping this right now.
Obama's bringing us to war with nobody.
We're way over time.
Maybe
nobody.
We're 30 minutes into. Sorry. A can of worms
the
that
thing
I can't
even went
close.
Off.
Right, he killed it.
I know.
Quick.
I know.
I don't even know if I started it.
Yeah, fair enough. So, if you're still listening at this point,
which I wouldn't be,
thank you. You can tell we have three varied opinions in the room, and we can all agree that the beer that we drank while we yelled at each other.
That's a good beer.
Was one of the best beers of the night.
I don't think Ryan tasted it.
No, it was really good.
No, you anger drank.
It was a 5.
Anger drank.
It's always a 5, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah. We had a 2014 Bourbon County barley wine while that happened. So
it was delicious.
Yeah. Happy birthday, Ryan.
I give it a 5.
You know what I gave you more than anything? I gave you a platform to talk to on my podcast, which I normally wouldn't allow, correct? I would have shut this shit down a long time ago.
Yeah.
Whether it's your studio or not.
It is what it is.
Right?
Yeah.
Because normally I shut that shit down.
You should have shut it down.
Happy birthday.
Because now I'm angry.
I know you are.
And I can't possibly leave this where it is because instantly we end up here. And no matter what, nobody gets convinced. But yet,
I'm disappointed that no one will have an honest...
When I try to present a case, I get told I don't let somebody talk. But yet, when they get the chance, they don't talk. So that irritates the fuck out of me.
I'm disappointed you can't find a... I won't talk on what's happened here tonight, but I am disappointed that you can't find a diehard Hillary and a diehard Trump. Have you found a diehard Trump fan to talk to you?
Yeah, I've had 7 people contact me. You'll have 2 publicly, 5 privately, that are willing to come on. However, it's stupid to do that episode because and no Hillary have, not a single Hillary. I went so far as to go all Hillary, just straight Democrat. And then people that just hate Trump. I've had to do 3 levels of trying to find people, and I still have nobody.
Gotcha. I might give you the hate Trump. I'll
take that.
I might give you that, actually.
I'll take that. If you're willing to come in here separately from this, you can bring whatever beers you want to drink to get you ready to
have a debate. I'm good with this again.
Well, we can't. I mean, that's up to Eric if he wants to continue.
Yeah. No, we're going to cut it off here.
But that's all on you. I don't think he'll be back. That's all I'm saying.
Usually it's a Sunday mornings or something like that?
We can do it whenever you want.
Oh, really?
At this point, I'll take what I can get.
That was the
because you're the first person that's ever
I'm anti-Trump.
Even tried to
I'm
to go anti-Trump. Like, I have nobody. Nobody says they like Hillary. Nobody says they're going full straight Democrat ticket regardless. And nobody said
I'll put it on
hey,
record.
Trump.
I don't like either of them.
I think that's where most people are, and that's why nobody can fall in those 3 categories.
Right. And everybody's
so
confused.
It's difficult.
At this point.
It's like, I mean, I honestly think if I would put on let's get Bernie supporters, I think I'd have an overwhelming amount. Except he's not logical because
and,
he's not.
And Chad had a good point. Know. People want to pick the lesser of two evils, and I'm not saying which one is the right answer.
I don't think there is one.
I agree with you. I don't think there's a good answer either way. Both of them suck. Right now,
I think that's where a lot of people are.
I would argue that one sucks so bad, and it is so.
Here's
to
the
my
thing.
Mind.
Yeah,
yeah. I that's all I'm saying is Trump. I hate that guy so much. I really do. That even though I hate Hillary, and I can't really honestly find a lot I like about her. I'm thinking. Just give me a minute.
It's a lot hidden.
I'll give you a week. Come up with everything. Plus, that you think Hillary and everything negative you think
Trump, it comes down
and
to
we'll do a separate.
I think
episode.
Policy-wise, I don't think I'd like either of them very much, honestly. And Trump's—I don't know what his policies are. What I read, it's pretty thin for the most part. Build a wall. It's all very fluff. He wants attention. I think fluff is Trump is a danger to our country. Hillary, maybe as well, but I she's not a clear and present danger. Like
that's scarier to me.
and if you come back and do an episode, I'll explain to you why. Eric's not going to give me the time.
I am.
You can't. You couldn't possibly because we don't have the ability to make this a 3-hour episode.
Right. So fair enough.
I can explain it though.
Thank you for listening. If you're still listening,
I think there's plenty to listen.
And if you want to help support the podcast, you can go to theairyman.com, click on the sponsor tab, and buy anything you would normally buy on Amazon. And a small portion of the sale will go back to the network to help support everything we do here. Also, you can go to phoenixbeardoils.com. You can click on anything you would buy at phoenixbeardoils.com and use the promo code D2R, that's the letters D, the number 2, and the letter R, to get 10% off and a free sample. You can buy the official beard oil of the Beard with Friends podcast, which is I Like Your Beard. It smells like hops, and it leaves your beard silky, shiny, and smooth. Also, you can hit us up on all the medias that we use to keep in contact with our podcast people, the people that listen to our show. Our email address is beardwithfriendspodcast@gmail.com. You can hit us up on Instagram. We post pictures on there from time to time of beers we drank related to the episodes. Beer with Friends Podcast. Our Facebook account is Beer with Friends Podcast. You can hit us up on there. There's weekly updates that are linked to our account for episodes. And then also on Twitter at BWF Podcast. That's BWF Podcast. Because Twitter says no more than so many characters. Lastly, if you'd like to call us And I'll be interested to see if Ryan gets any opinions on the most recent conversation we just had to our D2R Network voicemail account. That would be 321-413-5300. That's 321-413-5300. Call us and let us know how you weigh in on the most recent topic, or just call us and let us know what you'd like to hear us drink, what you'd think of the show, and so on and so forth. Ryan, it's your birthday episode. I hope you enjoyed it.
Do yeah, boy. Sure.
Thank you for listening, and as always, drink well and drink craft. Cheers.
Been listening to the D2R Podcast Network, brought to you by Dream to Reality Entertainment. If you haven't already, please subscribe to the D2R Podcast Network on iTunes, give us a rating, and leave us a comment. We'd really appreciate it. Your word of mouth is our only advertising, so please do us a solid. Share us with everyone you know. Thanks for listening.